This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Right now, get the lowest price at EdenPure.com with code word Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Regrettably, without any facts, without any science, without any rationale that would be considered reasonable, the former president decided to pull out. He's the only president in the entire world, the only chief of state in the entire world, who, without any scientific evidence, decided to pull out of the Paris Agreement.
Seriously, don't you think John Kerry is up for perhaps the stupidest man in Washington?
Yes. Yes. Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
I told my 9-year-old daughter that I was going to be speaking with you, and I said, what do you think about the climate change? And she said, the earth is on fire, and we're all going to die soon.
The end is near! We are all going to die!
As I promised yesterday, I promised snacks. I did not bring them in here, but my mother-in-law made homemade chocolate chip cookies for you guys.
We don't want your cookies.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Do you realize that more people just heard John Kerry talking than heard him talking live yesterday? I read this morning that at one point on the YouTube, they were doing the climate conference on YouTube, he was being watched by 23 people.
Can I get out of here, please?
And Joe Biden had about 600 at his max. And, you know, you didn't see it. I didn't see it. Some of us read about it this morning. But apparently there were 16 people on the Zoom call. And there was one world leader, one of the 16 world leaders, was wearing a mask as he sat by himself in his office in front of the screen. Would you care to guess who that one world leader was?
I don't know, to be clear.
That's correct. There was one world leader who didn't bother, or whose staff didn't bother, to put the flag of his nation behind him, which, you know, that's something you do if you're running for the state senate in any state in the United States. You put the American flag and the state flag behind you. But they didn't bother to put one world leader did not have his flag, national flag, behind him. Would you care to guess who that was?
The fact is that I don't remember.
That is correct. You know, there were these, you know, sort of faux pas when it comes to, you know, setting up a proper internet televised event. But Joe, Dementia Joe, made up for it with his eloquent remarks. Cut one.
New energy efficient homes. Manufacturing workers building nuclear and carbon capture technologies.
Manufacturing.
No new manufacturing. We're not going to end manufacturing.
We're going to end fracking, but we're not going to end manufacturing. Okay. What about the people who are working in agriculture, Mr. Dementia Joe? Cut two.
And people working in the fields that we haven't even conceived of yet. On farms and on factories and
forms we haven't even conceived of. That's one of my nightmares. That's what these people want. They want everybody working for the government, working on forms we haven't even conceived of yet. And that's another thing too about this climate plan. And people are starting to realize. You know, there was a lot of humor involved in the original Green New Deal, and they were going to ban cow flatulence. But now they're starting to say, if they're going to go to zero carbon emissions, which of course is utterly impossible, but they're going to have to try to do it, aren't they? Then they're going to have to do something about emissions on the farm. And you know what that means? We're back to bovine flatulence again. And I was looking at a story earlier in the day. I think I I just Googled in Biden farms carbon emissions, or maybe it was bovine flatulence. And guess what? A Politico story turned up with a quote from Shelley Pingree, the congressman from the 1st District, Southern Maine, talking about, we've got to address farms. We've got to address farms. So after they break your will, as Charlie Baker's undersecretary for climate change said, and force you to pay too much money to even drive a car or to heat your home, then they're coming after your cheeseburgers. So it will, I guess, maybe it's best that we have a small gatherings. All of us have small gatherings on Independence Day, because they're going to make cheeseburgers and hot dogs too expensive. And sausages. I like a good sweet Italian sausage. Some people prefer hot Italian sausage. It's or maybe a porterhouse steak, or, I like
brats.
Brats, there you go, bratwurst. Yeah. Oh man, there's all kinds of good stuff, but it's going to be too expensive, because we have to do something. China doesn't have to do anything. Did you know that China now produces a majority of the coal-fired energy in the entire world? And I know it's 1.5 billion people or close to it, but there's 7 billion people on Earth. So 20% of the world's population produces 50% of the carbon emissions from coal-fired plants.
How can
plants.
That be, Howie? Every single one of them believes in climate change.
They do.
Not one of them is a climate denier.
No. That's the only climate deniers are in the United States, as John Kerry told us yesterday. And, Larry Kudlow is so right about that. Here, let's play that. It's in the intro, but it deserves to be played again. Cut 8.
Seriously, don't you think John Kerry is up for perhaps the stupidest man in Washington?
Yes. 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 Yes.
No, we got
the world. Right
after.
The world.
The world.
Don't limit it to D.C. The world.
The thing about John Kerry is, not only is he stupid, but he thinks he's smart. Some people, they know they're not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree, but at least they understand that. They're not going to go out of their way to make fools out of themselves, unlike John Kerry. And John Kerry he really, really believes that he is the smartest man in the room. He still thinks he should have been president in 2004. The election was stolen from him. He read that story in the Washington Post that he was a war hero, and he believed it.
But everybody knows I botched a joke.
He read the story. He was almost president in 2004. He believed that. He read the story about how he has to take red-eye commercial flights around the world. Not only did he believe it, he started crying when he read it, when he read that sad account of his life. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is thinking about also the fact that we're going to have to deal with the Gulf states that produce all of the oil as we begin to go down to zero carbon emissions, and we all retreat to caves and start wearing animal skins and, driving our Fred Flintstone cars as we try to save the planet here. So he wants to talk about the Arab nations as well. Cut number 3.
With the United Arab Emirates.
Yeah.
Was that Ted Kennedy?
with the United Arab Emirates.
Taylor, when I get back to Massachusetts, I'm going to find I have a couple of CDs full of the Ted Kennedy cuts if we don't have them all, because we need to start playing some more Ted Kennedy cuts. Just this is reminding me of it. I thought about it earlier this week when it was Patriots Day, and I remembered Ted Kennedy's eloquent remarks about the 18th of April in 75 when the shirt fired around the world. The shirt. Heard around the world. Yeah. Thank you, Ted. We'll have some more of that. But incidentally, I asked Taylor, we have hundreds of cuts of Charlie Parker, Bacon, and talking about COVID, what COVID does, COVID's MO, when COVID takes vacations. It seldom takes vacations, as you may recall. What we have to do to get back to normal. And we're going to play a lot of those cuts. It's I would use the cliche that it's a case of moving goalposts. But if you're talking about moving goalposts here, the entire football field is nothing but holes because they've moved the goalposts so many times in the last year. Wouldn't you say, Taylor?
Oh, yes. Just about every month, something new came in. But yeah. Hope was always right around the corner.
Now, we have to keep this, I think he said 6 months ago or 10 months ago, we have to keep this going until there's a vaccine. Now there's a vaccine, and now we have to get a booster. Now we have to get a booster. Or we have to get herd immunity. I forget what it is now. It's hard. It's hard to keep up with, but we'll go over them all. You gave me like 147 cuts, Taylor. How many do you figure we have?
147, at least 450. At least. Just from the past year.
So how much did Cuomo get for his book advance? $4 million, right? If some publisher wants to offer me $2 million, I'll hire someone to transcribe everything Charlie Parker has said in the last 14 months. You think I can get $2 million for that book advance, Taylor?
You might have a little trouble getting it, maybe $1 million.
It's got to be worth at least $1 million. I mean, he is the governor that the senator, Mr. Frosty, the architect of the Green New Deal, called Charlie Bacon, the man that Dementia Joe called Charlie Parker. Absolutely. 844-500-4242, 603. Don't let a few good days ruin all the bad days.
We've got variations on that one. This is the one you were talking about just a few moments ago.
Our progress to date is encouraging, but it doesn't mean the virus has left town. Until there's a medical breakthrough with a treatment or a vaccine, it's up to all of us to continue to do the things that we know can kill COVID. Face coverings, hand washing, distancing, monitoring for symptoms, and getting tested when appropriate is how we fight COVID-19 and continue to reopen Massachusetts.
That was on June 15th.
How do we know when COVID has left town? Is it wearing a GPS?
It rides off into the sunset, and the words "the end" come down, a Warner Brothers picture.
No, I think it's a Columbia screen gem.
A Buena Vista production.
It's in Technicolor. All right. Okay.
VistaVision.
We'll be right back. We have a great cheap bastard deal coming right up. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you are going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you are going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is it's well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. For pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors, you need the Thunderstorm right now. I'm holding it in my hand. It's a beautiful product. It's very easy to use, and it's look how small it is, and it gets the job done. When you get one, you're going to want more than one. It's available now at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie and you will save an additional $10 off the sale price, and you'll get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a deal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
You're probably going to be staying close to home this summer, like last summer, and you want to have great places to go to and drive to and memorable locations. And there's not much more of a memorable location than the Nauset Beach Inn in East Orleans, Massachusetts. It's set on 4 acres right on the Cape Cod National Seashore. It's the only lodging inside the Cape Cod National Seashore. It's right on the Atlantic Ocean in Nauset Beach, and it's less than 7 miles from Captain's Golf Course. Every room commands a superb view of the great outer beach and the ever-changing sea. You can see whales. You just look out your window and you can sometimes see whales. A quaint lodging of peace and enjoyment. Relish the taste of ocean air, the sound of breaking surf, and simply the best view on Cape Cod. There's no doubt about it. While supplies last, you can get a gift certificate to the Nauset Beach Inn valued at $200 for just $100. This is how popular it is. We have to limit the 3 certificates per customer. Only 3 certificates per customer. People would be buying them all over the place, and no refunds. With us to talk more about today's cheap bastard deal is the owner of the Nauset Beach Inn, Dave Henchy. Dave, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Howie, how are you? I want to welcome you back to the happiest place in Massachusetts, Cape Cod. You know?
You guys are going to have an amazing summer, I think, and I'm glad.
Yeah,
it's
looking really. There's a lot of demand, and it's fun, you know, because we get a lot of families, you know, and we got that huge lawn overlooking the ocean, and they're throwing the football around, flying kites, and we actually put in some big features out on the lawn, some huge 400,000 BTU fire pits. So the kids are having fun, and mom and dad might be having an adult beverage.
Oh, and you can barbecue now. So you can barbecue, and you got the rooms, and all the rooms have an ocean view. Now, these when people buy the gift certificates, what are there any specific dates that they have to use them at?
No, it's good for all year, Howie. And as you know, we were open all winter this winter, and to tell you the truth, it was a smashing success. We didn't have one room to sell in March and one room to sell left in April. They all sold out. And, you know, the rooms, they've all got 2 queen beds in them. They've got a microwave. They've got coffee makers, refrigerator, fireplace, of course, for the cool evenings. And they've all got these 8-foot picture windows, you know, and looks right out. The sunrise is incredible every morning. The sun comes right in front of the ocean, right up in front of us. And actually, the moon rises is truly tremendous. We get these big orange moons coming up. We got one coming up this weekend. So, you know, and there's 5 barbecues out on the lawn. These fire pits are gas fire pits. So they're not meant for barbecuing. They're meant for, you know, some outdoor heating and enjoyment so people can spread out a little bit. And where you were standing last year by the flagpole,
yeah,
there's a huge terrace out there. It looks like the prow of a boat now.
Oh, that's great.
Just go out there and enjoy. Yeah, it's fantastic.
The view is amazing. When was the last time you saw a whale out there?
Actually, 2 days ago, the humpbacks are jumping like you read about. The herring are coming into the bay, you know, and they're enjoying their breakfast out there. Oh. and all the terns, there was a huge school of them yesterday. The terns are diving in. It looked like kamikaze runs. There had to be 500 or 600 birds going into the water at one time. It was truly, it was stunning. You know, they dive down from 50 or 100 feet and go straight in and come up with a fish in their mouth. It's really beautiful, to tell you the truth.
So this is the best deal you're going to get there. They're already selling out. You've read the stories about how all the rentals are gone on Cape Cod. The reservations for the hotels are going. This is a way to get a get a gift certificate at a very good price at an unbelievable a unique location. Right, the only hotel motel on the Cape Cod National Seashore. You go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store. And I know all the people that have taken advantage of this cheap bastard deal in the past, Dave, are trying to get on right now to get their gift certificates to get back to the Nauset Beach Inn.
Well, thanks, Howie. You know, it is a special place, and there's still some rooms scattered around the summer that you can get, and at the end of August.
That's great. Okay, Dave Henchy, we'll see you when we get back there. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store, get your cheap bastard deal. Nauset Beach Inn, I'm Howie Carr.
Between the news, appointment TV, and endless scrolling on our phones, we're looking at screens more than ever. But how do you rest your eyes without feeling totally unplugged? By putting in a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. Whether you're listening to your favorite podcast, binging an audiobook, or working out to a pumped-up playlist, Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime. With water and sweat-resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing, there are no dangling wires or white stems to worry about. Raycons offer a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look in a variety of colorways for maximum style. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. The best part? Raycon wireless earbuds start at half the price of the other premium audio brands, so you can pick up a pair and a spare. Right now, get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buy, B-U-Y, raycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We're sold out of the Nauset Beach Inn gift certificates. You know, it's still a good deal to get some reservations at that great location. It's the view is unbelievable. You're going to love it. So the Nauset Beach Inn Cheap Bastard deal is sold out.
508 says they just checked out of the Nauset Beach Inn yesterday. It was amazing and took advantage of the deal today so they could go back.
Right. And if we hadn't had a three certificate limit, they would have been gone even quicker because people would have just grabbed the unlimited numbers. Anyway, we're done. And thanks to Dave Henchy and you, everybody who got them is going to get a great little break from the pandemic. And I hope you'll visit their website and order more reservations.
Cape Cod is going to be bumping this summer.
That's right. That's right. Some people will see us down there. Me and the mailroom manager will be down visiting the Nauset Beach Inn. We like to go down there just to stop in. Maybe I don't know if we're going to be spending the night or anything, but we're going to be checking it out. Anyway, today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Allergy season is here, and you need the Thunderstorm air purifier. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie to save $10 off their lowest sales price. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. As you know, there are five chattering skull shows, as I like to call them, on Sunday morning. The three networks plus Fox and CNN. Five. Count them, five. And so last week, Anthony Fauci made all five of them. He hit for the cycle, as they say in baseball. So, Taylor, what is today's poll question and what are the results thus far?
The over-under on the number of Fauci appearances on Sunday talk shows is 2.5. Which do you take, the over or the under?
I'm going to take it the over.
That's a very smart decision. 83% took the over.
I thought about making the over under 3.5, but I decided to. I'm not that much of an odds maker yet. But you know, the thing is, I think everybody wants to get him on because he'll say something new for everybody. You know, like
yeah.
by like 3 o'clock, they'll say, "Fauci says masks working," and then you can scroll down. Fauci says on ABC, masks not working. Right? I mean, he'll just say whatever he thinks they want him to say.
Yeah, everybody
and it gets picked up and it goes around the world.
Everybody gets breaking news when they have Fauci on.
Right, exactly. All right, so now it's time for Grace's News.
All right, big, big, big update for everyone. Caitlyn Jenner announces run for California governor in likely recall election. Caitlyn Jenner, the former Olympian and reality TV star, announced Friday she plans to run to replace California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom.
I thought Bruce Jenner was the former Olympian.
That
and both Bruce and Caitlyn were former reality stars.
That's actually. I wonder.
You're going to get into the same kind of trouble.
Howie, what did I just do?
That Martha's Vineyard lawyer got into when he put normal around the quotation marks around the gay porn producer. Come on, Taylor. You want to get canceled here?
Sorry, I dead named.
I mean, honestly, Caitlyn Jenner, I would take over Gavin Newsom.
I would, too. I thought about making that the poll question, actually.
Caitlyn Jenner, at least, you know, she's had a career of accomplishments.
Right.
she can get things done. Gavin Newsom, not so much.
How is Gavin Newsom related to Nancy Pelosi?
I think that he's married to her daughter. Is that what it is?
Something like that. Did you see the story about the... I never knew this story. I knew that her father was the mayor of Baltimore, and he was allegedly tied up with the mafia, according to FBI documents that the Twitter refused to let me post once, months ago. But there's a new biography of her coming out. It was actually written... Did you see about her brother? Her older brother?
No.
He was what, there were 14 young boys in Baltimore, and teenagers, and they got these two young runaway girls, 13 and 11, and they put them up in a like a rooming house, and they abused them sexually for 10 days. And 13 of the 14 boys were convicted. Would you care to guess which one wasn't convicted?
Is his last name whatever Pelosi's last name was before
Franklin
she got married?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt Alessandro. He was the only one who wasn't convicted, but he gave such compelling testimony that after the trial was over and he was acquitted, he was indicted for perjury.
Who was his lawyer, Hillary Clinton?
But Nancy Pelosi didn't believe these terrible allegations against him that he'd abused the 13 and the 11-year-old girls.
Well, some of the stories from that book look pretty good, Howie. I guess she mocks AOC in a child's voice. And yeah. She really tears into her. There's some scoopage in that story.
Yeah, no, I'm surprised because that woman was terrible in the debate. She was in the vice presidential debate, I think, between Kamala Harris and Mike Pence. She was terrible.
And I guess Nancy Pelosi, when she first ran, she tricked people into voting for her because she made it seem like she was more moderate than she is, which I guess you could say about any Democrat. But still, it was a long time ago. Howie, now, we had talked earlier this week about the case with the woman who rented her house out and they did porn.
Yes. Yeah, I wrote a column about it today. That's what I was referring to the lawyer. Her lawyer is her uncle, and he put quotation marks around the word normal. And I said, watch it, man. Watch it.
Watch it. You're close. You're right near
the
line.
You're on the line.
Yeah. Well, I have another story that I keep seeing everywhere. I was going to save it for police blotter facts, but then I figured, you know what? It's Friday. We can use a lighter story today. Inside the vacant Florida mansion, a couple crashed for their wedding. Did you hear about this?
No.
This is a great story. The Florida mansion, where a couple thought it would be just dandy to show up and hold their wedding without the owner's knowledge, is pending an offer. Nathan Finkel, the owner of the estate, can now breathe a sigh of relief, knowing he doesn't have to deal with prospective trespassers any longer. Courtney Wilson, the groom, and Shanita Jones, the bride, had allegedly sent out wedding invitations to their entire family, welcoming them to their dream home and estate for a two-day celebration this past Saturday. When the crew showed up for the big day, Finkel was befuddled and immediately dialed 911. This is my favorite part, the quote from Finkel.
The owner.
Yes, I have people trespassing on my property, and they keep harassing me and calling me. They say they're having a wedding here, and it's God's message. I don't know what's going on. All I want is for it to stop.
Welcome to Dementia Joe Biden's America, Mr. Finkel.
The guy figured it was a vacant house and didn't realize Nathan lived on the property in a different home. This guy had no idea he lived there. You know the shock that must have been on his face when he showed up at the gate and the owner was home? Well, that's why you don't plan a wedding in a random property. It's like a squatter's wedding. And they sent out invitations that they were going to have a brunch the next day. So they weren't even going to try to just get away with it and leave. They were going to come back.
You know what this kind of reminds me of? Remember when Omarosa brought those two busloads of people into the White House without telling any of the security that she was just bringing them in for a nice tour on a Saturday afternoon?
No, Howie, I think it was a shower of some sort. It was like a baby shower or a wedding shower. I do remember that. And the White House was like, no. Speaking of that, I don't have the story in front of me. Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up. Did you see the story about Prince Andrew?
Oh, this woman is stalking Prince Andrew.
Talk about needing to find someone better to stalk. There's a lot of handsome guys out there who I'm
not
saying.
Isn't he the one that usually does the stalking?
Well, yeah, he's a creep. He's Randy Andy. And I'm not saying anyone should be stalking anyone, but like, I mean, out of all the people in the world, you choose Prince Andrew?
You know what turns her on, right? His admiral's uniform.
Stop it.
That he wanted to wear to the funeral
last
week. Stop.
That is not true. So she shows up, and according to reports, she was so smartly dressed, and she was an attractive woman, that she fooled all of the security, and they just kind of waved her on through. And then they only found out that she wasn't supposed to be there when she asked one of the guards, you know, where is Prince Andrew? We're supposed to get married today. And the guard was kind of like, huh, I haven't heard about that.
See, Grace is making sport of Randy Andy, but I remember once you had a chance to meet his lovely bride, and you were very polite.
So were you, sir. Howie talks this big game like he's going to meet people and be like, ugh, say something mean. He's so nice. Hi. Hi, Fergie. Oh, I have the pictures to prove it. You guys shaking hands. She was actually really sweet. I feel bad for her. Speaking of not nice, Kamala Harris was greeted by protesters during her New Hampshire trip.
Good for the Granite State.
Exactly. They had signs that said, hey, Kamala, stop the illegal invasion. Go visit Mexico. Another sign said, impeach Biden Harris.
Excellent.
I know, right?
Excellent. I saw a nice piece about Bill Gardner, the Secretary of State in New Hampshire, a Democrat, who's very much opposed to H.R. 1, this bill that would basically do away with any kind of voter integrity in the United States.
Oh, good. Grace's news is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I absolutely love my new RAV4 XLE that I got at Toyota of Portsmouth. Jim Boyle's birthday was yesterday, by the way. Happy birthday to Jim. Toyota of Portsmouth has a huge, sparkling, clean showroom and an incredible staff. It's really the best place to go, especially because it's not in Massachusetts, so you don't have to run into Charlie Bacon. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them Grace sent you. Hey, Howie, just an update here. Biden is committed to finding Neera Tanden a job after her failed nomination. Now, for people who don't remember this, Neera Tanden couldn't get confirmed because she was supposed to be to lead the White House Office of Management and Budget, but yes. She had so many mean tweets about everyone.
Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah. And Howie, you remember what Senator Kennedy said about her comments about Bernie Sanders?
What'd he say?
Hold on. Let me ask Taylor if I can say this word on the air first. He said, you basically called Bernie Sanders everything but an ignorant slut. And it's true. They went through her old tweets and she just said, she was tweeting mean things about everybody, and then she couldn't get confirmed. But Biden is committed to finding her some sort of hack job in his administration.
They're having a problem, too, with the guy that they want to be the chief of the criminal division in the Justice Department. That's the guy who would be handling the brooming of the Hunter Biden case, if I can predict. And apparently, though, Grace, he broomed a case for a pervy parish attorney, a prosecutor down in New Orleans when he was the U.S. attorney down there. Much like, Alex Acosta. Remember him, the labor secretary?
You mean the worst man in the world?
No, not Jim Acosta, Alex Acosta. No relation, as he told me when I interviewed him. He was the one who was forced out because he had cut a plea deal with Jeffrey Epstein.
No, I know. I'm saying they made him out to be the worst man in the
world.
Yeah,
he was. They never cared for 10 years that he'd cut this deal with Epstein. But when they figured, well, if we take this guy out, it'll embarrass Trump. So then he became the worst man in the world. So this happened much more recently than that. And it's the exact same case. But now the Democrats are saying, what's the big deal? Yeah, he cut a deal with this slimy guy who was he was basically brooming cases in return for sexual favors. His name was Morrell. And but it's okay now. It's Joe's guy. It's Uncle Joe's guy. Well, he's okay.
Howie, it's like knife fights, you know? Who hasn't? You're really going to tell me you've never gotten in a knife fight before? By the way, one last story here that I'm going to keep my eye on over the next couple weeks because I think more details are going to come out. But this girl, Kirsten Henning, she's a former Virginia Tech women's soccer player, and she's suing her former coach after she was allegedly benched and forced off the team because she didn't want to kneel during a pregame demonstration. And I think this is a really funny issue only because this started off as people have every right to kneel, and that was the argument, was if I want to kneel, I can. And now it's gone full circle where it's you can't not kneel without being punished.
Right.
So the question of kneeling, you're not going to face any repercussions for kneeling. Now the question is, will you face repercussions if you decide to stand for the anthem?
It's a revolution, baby. That's the way it goes with revolutions.
Robespierre.
That's right. That's right. Anything that isn't banned is mandatory. That's the policy of the Democrat Party. Thank you, Grace. We'll see you back at for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Thanks, Howard.
The Biden administration's policies and executive orders are already causing some economic disturbance, to put it mildly. Tax laws are going to change. Your tax burden on selling real estate will grow. Don't get caught flat-footed and squander the equity in your real estate built up over years or decades. Sell today with J.J. Manning. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. There is a big reason why Mass Lawyers Weekly voted J.J. Manning number one for four consecutive years. It's because they have a huge following of bidders who pay cash. When you sell with a broker, you pay the commission, but in an auction, the buyer pays. Right now, there are a lot more buyers than there are sellers. You may not even need a broker. You may need an auction, and it'll save you a ton of money. These are treacherous times in the real estate market. Some sectors are at all-time highs. Others are losing ground, like commercial, retail. Don't wait until Joe Biden destroys this sector of the economy, too, before you cash out. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you could be the next one. Call them today at 1-800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, the lines are open, and we're going to take a lot of calls in the in this segment, and maybe in the end of the next hour as well. I have a list of broken guarantees from the green lobby over the last 50 years. Someone finally came out. There are lists every year, and we got the whole list here of things that were promised that didn't occur. But, you know, they're still promoting this. This is a different form of panic porn than COVID-19. But as CNN said, they're going to move, as once COVID-19 panic porn is over, they're going to move back to climate change. And it's working. It's working. They've scared the bleep out of at least the Democrat part of the population. And this is just an amazing cut. I think we had it yesterday, but I didn't play it. But this is Katie Porter. She's a congresswoman from California, Democrat, obviously. And she was speaking yesterday to Greta Van Thunberg. And this is an amazing question here that she asks. Cut five.
I have a nine-year-old daughter. I have three kids. And I told my nine-year-old daughter that I was going to be speaking with you. And I said, what do you think about the climate change? And she said, the earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon. And I asked her how that made her feel, and she said it made her feel angry. What should I tell my daughter, and how should I help her and the youngest generation bear the emotional toll of the actions that we're taking, fossil fuel companies are taking, to destroy our planet?
What should you tell your daughter? Go tell her to clean her room. Go tell her to play with some dolls. My goodness, what?
I don't want to set the world on fire.
You ever heard such a thing? The congresswoman is saying that she, how does that make you feel? I mean, this is sick. The world is not on fire. You're not going to, chances are, I mean, anything could happen, but chances are you're not going to die for a long time. Good Lord. These people are insane. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
I beg to differ, Howie. I think it's guns is the next rallying point, not climate change.
You think it's going to be guns? Guns hasn't worked, though, Lee. It hasn't worked for, what, 30 years? It's, I don't think, no, won't be guns. It's going to be climate change. The planet has a fever. I'm Howie Carr.